be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. I could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durant, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durant.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump signing an executive order that would impose new tariffs on a large groups of U.S. trading partners to go into effect 7 days from today, which is the August 1st deadline to reach other trade deals. The White House says it is a new system of trade. Navy Federal Credit Union Chief Economist Heather Long says what it could amount to is a price hike for everyday Americans.
A lot of companies are trying to hide these price increases for consumers by putting them in just a little bit at a time.
They call it sneakflation. The president also planning to break ground in September on a new $200 million White House ballroom, complete with crystal chandeliers, marble floors, and gold trim. Severe storms and flash flooding across the Northeast overnight, upsetting the evening commute and flooding the New York City subway system again. A teacher who police say is admitted to stabbing a mom and dad to death on a hiking trail in Arkansas makes his first appearance today. The parents protecting their young daughters who were with them but not hurt. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/offer and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/offer to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, August milk up 6 to 1713, September up 28 to 1761, October up 18 to 1807, November up 11 at 1821. Cheese markets, barrels steady at 168, 40-pound blocks up 1 to 168 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Cash butter steady at 247 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk steady at 129, two trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 53 and a quarter, and no trades on the day. triple-digit losses in live and feeder cattle markets. Again, the announcement that a 50% tariff could go into effect on beef and cattle imports from Brazil really pressuring the markets. The reason is, how will this affect consumer prices? Will consumer prices jump, which would lead to a drop in consumer demand? And hence, that's why live and feeder cattle markets did move mostly lower, even though boxed beef prices were higher on the day. Meanwhile, hog markets moved mostly higher as the trade found some technical footing in the markets. A little bit of short covering. It's not stronger pork demand or higher cash sales. But again, stability in the hog markets. August live cattle down 530 to 227.77. August feeder cattle down 757 to 331.37. August hogs up 10 cents to 107.12. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets were slightly higher on the day, even though the forecast is looking positive for corn development. A little bit of short covering happening in the corn markets today. Soybeans lower again due to that positive weather outlook and good crop conditions weighing in on beans. Wheat markets also are mostly lower. Spring wheat harvest will be slowed by the recent rains, but we still could see the spring wheat harvest start to ramp up with that good weather forecast. New crop corn up 1.5 to 413 and three quarters. New crop beans down 6.5 to 989 and a quarter. September wheat down 0.5 to 523 and a quarter. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Thursday at Elsevia in Durand. Cash corn 354, September 357, new crop 354. Cash beans 877, August 882, new crop 894. Big River Resources, Boyceville cash in August, corn 366, September 362, new crop 363 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash in August, corn 380, new crop 364. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 364, new crop 363, cash in new crop beans 919. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 359, new crop 364, cash beans 874, new crop at 904. At Red Wing Grains, cash and August corn 369, September 364, new crop 365, cash and August beans 914, September and new crop 904. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn at 357, August 357, new crop 360, cash and new crop beans 923. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 222 to 245, Holstein fed cattle 195 to 220, market cows 120 to 160, bulls 161 to 208, calves 400 to 1530, beef steers 185 to 460, Holstein steers 300 to 360. Sheep markets, light lambs 210 and down, market lambs 237 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 140 and down, goat markets does 100 and down, and bucks 250 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 230 to 242.50, finished beef heifers 230 to 239, finished dairy steers 205 to 216, market cows 120 to 139, market bulls 175 to 196. Hog markets from Zumbrota, market hogs 80 to 99, light sows 78 to 81.50, heavy sows 78 to 84.50, and boars 33 to 46.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Big year. I'm starting middle school.
Welcome to the jungle, Missy.
Best part? My parents promised me a new laptop.
Perfect for homework, essays, and drudgery.
So we went to Staples. They had all the latest tech, and laptops were up to 40% off.
Woo! Another back-to-school budget saved by Staples Easy Button.
Mom high-fived the cashier. So embarrassing.
Staples.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. In T23, select models only.
I thought I'd book a trip to Italy to celebrate retiring.
We didn't speak Italian.
We didn't then. We do now. Because of Babbel.
Babbel is the refreshingly easy-to-use app for learning a new language.
Babbel uses immersive lessons to teach you vocabulary and grammar in a way that sticks. Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 70s for a high today. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 53. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 79. If your bathroom needs a remodel, get what you've always wanted and do it for just $99 a month interest-free with BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I don't take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Before I even realize the ride I'm on, baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. Might seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. Get carried away, carried
Cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country.
1430 AM at 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on. Tender love is
love with each other, ah, ah. Islands in the sea.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kenny and Dolly and Islands in the Stream here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the mid-50s across the region this morning. And we're going to have another nice day, but another day of areas of smoke as well. We have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we're going to talk with Briar Golden. He is with the Buffalo County Land Conservation and the Buffalo County Farmland Preservation Program. We're going to find out a little bit more about that program here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Farmers avoid a rise in taxes later this year. We'll explain coming up.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Farmers can expect some continuity and a few key benefits when it comes to their federal income taxes this year. One of the most notable updates is that income tax brackets and standard deductions will stay largely the same, thanks to the budget extension passed by Congress, explains University of Wisconsin Extension Farm Management Specialist Kelly Wolfert. The rates, originally adjusted in 2018, were set to sunset in 2026. Without the extension, taxpayers would have seen standard deductions drop and tax brackets shift upward. While that change impacts all taxpayers, several provisions in the federal budget are relevant for farmers, Wolfert says.
The bill brought back the deduction for qualified business income that was set to phase out. They brought back the special depreciation allowance for some qualified production property and the full expensing of certain property. You might be thinking of that as bonus depreciation. So bonus depreciation, which allows our farmers to expense certain purchases all in year one versus spreading it out. That has been getting phased out over the last few years and was set to totally go away. But again, this bill brought that back.
In addition, Congress extended the Clean Fuel Production Credit, or 45Z tax credit, through 2030.
Those fuels under the new law have to be produced from feedstocks, or those commodities that are produced in the United States, Canada, or Mexico. And so, of course, for ethanol production, biofuel production, we're going to be looking at hopefully some increased demand for our farmers who are growing those commodities. Again, simply because we have these fuel producers being incentivized to also continue to produce based on the extension of that credit.
Although the credit goes to fuel producers rather than farmers directly, it could still benefit agriculture. That's because qualifying fuels must come from feedstocks grown in the U.S., Canada, or Mexico, potentially boosting demand for commodities such as corn and soybeans. However, Wolfert cautions farmers to read any certifications carefully before signing.
They might be asked to sign certifications or comply with certain audits or inspections around their farming practices so that that fuel production facility can comply. We always just want to keep in mind that if we're signing a contract, a certification, you want to know that you're liable if anything is incorrect. And so you want to make sure you're reading everything before you sign it and know what is it that you're saying is true and how or when any regulators might be entering your farm to check compliance. Just make sure to read anything before you're signing it, especially as we're still figuring some of these programs out.
That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 70s for a high today. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 53. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 79. If your bathroom needs a remodel, get what you've always wanted and do it for just $99 a month interest-free with BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Carlene Carter and Every Little Thing here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid-50s across the region. World Dairy Expo has announced that you can now purchase tickets for World Dairy Expo. As just go to their website. You can purchase tickets as well. You can have them downloaded right to your cell phone as well. You can get the schedule and everything for this year's World Dairy Expo again at the website. And tickets will be available starting today. World Dairy Expo runs from September 30th through October 3rd in Madison. Looking forward to that. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. With the rise of the Make America Healthy Again movement, usage of the phrase ultra-processed has jumped. But what does that phrase mean? Well, there has been no official federal definition, but that may be changing. I'll have the details after this. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job. Whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. On Wednesday, the USDA and FDA, under the direction of Secretaries Brooke Rollins and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., announced a joint effort to establish the first ever federally recognized definition of, quote, ultra-processed foods. The move is part of their broader campaign to address what officials call an epidemic of diet-related chronic diseases, particularly in U.S. children. Currently, it's estimated that 70% of packaged goods in the U.S. fall into the ultra-processed category, though what qualifies as such has remained vague. The agencies are now seeking public comment through a formal request for information asking what criteria should be used to define ultra-processed foods. FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry emphasized that the science is clear. These foods are linked to health risks like heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and even cancer. Creating a clear definition, he says, will allow policymakers and researchers to set consistent standards and give consumers more transparency about what's in their food. The meat industry sees this as an opportunity to help shape the conversation. Sarah Little of the Meat Institute said it's important to distinguish between highly engineered snack products and meat or poultry items that undergo processing for safety and preservation. Her group recently released a guide to meat processing, noting that many added ingredients serve practical purposes like food safety, not cosmetic ones. Likewise, the National Chicken Council's Tom Super said their team is eager to contribute during the comment period. With so much at stake, especially for nutrient-dense foods like meat and dairy, both groups want to ensure that the definition doesn't paint all processed foods with the same brush. Critics, including nutrition researchers and epidemiologists, argue that the concept lacks scientific precision. They warn that terms like ultra-processed are vague, overly broad, and inconsistently applied, which can lead to misallocation of foods and potentially misleading policy outcomes. Well, I'll have more when we come back.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Not everyone can fix their own car. or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
While the term ultra-processed originated in a system developed down in Brazil, U.S. officials haven't said if that's the same framework they'll be using. For now, the public comment period began on July 24th, and health agencies say more guidance and rulemaking will follow in the months ahead. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Let's go, girls.
Mention.
Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Searching for a way to pay for doing you so wrong. sip or two and you'll be gone. Another chorus of she done him wrong, and I'll be over you. Soon be over you. It shouldn't take us very long. Another sip or two and you'll be gone. Another chorus of she done him wrong, and I'll be over you. You on my mind. Forget the life I left behind and all those dreams that won't come true. Oh, it's part time.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. The Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance published a new report entitled Nurturing Healthy Soils for Healthy Communities. The report recommends the Make America Healthy Again Commission support policies that reward stewardship and invest in innovation as part of a national strategy to create lasting healthy outcomes for all communities, rural and urban alike. The report focuses on three key pillars to help agriculture producers and forest owners keep the soil healthy and the air and water clean: advancing voluntary conservation, supporting sustainable forest management and restoration, and driving agricultural innovation. FACA co-chair Dwayne Simpson, president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, is happy to see the release of the Healthy Soils Report. FACA co-chair Rob LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union, said, "Through collaboration, we can strengthen policies that reward stewardship and invest in innovation. By providing the right tools, we can ensure that farmers lead the way." President Trump announced another series of recent trade deals, this time with the Republic of South Korea. He says the deal amounts to an investment of $350 billion in U.S. goods, which includes agricultural products. South Korea will also purchase an additional $100 billion in liquefied natural gas and other energy products. The president says U.S. goods will be traded with South Korea at zero tariff rate, while South Korea will pay a 15% tariff on U.S. goods. South Korea is one of our longest established trading partners, so the council is happy to see the administration show a commitment to building on these years of mutual respect and trade with the negotiation of the newest trade deal, said U.S. Grains Council CEO Ryan LeGrand. Korea was our fifth largest trading partner in grains in all forms, with sales totaling $4 billion in the 23-24 marketing year. Cover crops provide seasonal living cover in between a farmer's primary commodity crops and are often planted in the fall to provide winter cover for soil that might otherwise be bare. During the last decade, the use of fall cover crops has grown for the major cash crops like corn, soybeans, and cotton. Farmer response to the Agriculture Resource Management Survey shows that in the fall preceding the survey year, producers planted cover crops on 8% of all corn for grain acres planted in 2021. 11% of all soybean acres planted in 2023, and 19% of all cotton acres planted in 2019. Cover crop adoption was also relatively high in cotton fields, where cover crops help prevent erosion and increase soil moisture and organic matter. Producers can use cover crops to comply with regulations on applying manure to their acres, to address soil health or erosion concerns, or as grazed or harvested forage. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the Forest Service will invest $106 million to support state and landowner efforts to conserve private working forest land across the country. Funded through the Forest Legacy Program, the projects will protect forests vital to the economic and social fabric of local communities, ensuring that they remain productive working forests for Americans and tourists to use and enjoy. Union workers at Austin-based Hormel Foods have filed a class action lawsuit against their employer.
Plant employees claim they did not receive earned sick and safe time benefits for the first 14 months of the legislation once it started in 2024. Union attorney Tim Lorris says workers were told that if they were sick, they could use pre-existing vacation days to take time off. After union talks in March, the policy changed. Lorris added that since the negotiations, employees were not compensated for the ESST that they had already accrued under the law. The Energy Information Administration says U.S. ethanol output rose to its highest level in 6 weeks, and inventories jumped in the 7 days ending on July 25th. Total production surged to an average of 1.096 million barrels a day, up from 1.078 million a week earlier. The agency says that's the highest level since June 13th. In the Midwest, which produces the most ethanol, output averaged 1.04 million barrels a day, up from 1.026 million the week before. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 70s for a high today. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 53. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 79. If your bathroom needs a remodel, get what you've always wanted and do it for just $99 a month interest-free with BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You always had a knife for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile. Said time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd like you, just to see you
smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile,
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
My daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile, and he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah, he said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio.